Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers. And because in our weakness we can do nothing good without you, give us the help of your grace, that in keeping your commandments we may please you both in will and deed. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you the life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Corinthians. And so, brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, I belong to Paul, and another belongs to Apollos, are you not merely human? When then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say you're a fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said in those ancient times, you shall not swear falsely to carry out the vows you have made to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. I was going to do this during the announcement time, but I just can't wait. We have in our midst one of the newest deacons of the church. Stand up. And we are indeed delighted to have him here. He is what is known as a transitional deacon. That is, he's in transit from being a layperson, which is the first order of ministry, remember, to being made deacon yesterday at convention. And then, God willing, in 7 months or so, ordained priest. So he gets to spend his time as a deacon with us, and we with him, and we are delighted. I'll give you a chance to talk later. I speak these words to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, it's been said that the task of the preacher is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. Now, many years ago, there was a book entitled The Comfortable Pew. It became quite popular, and it made many of us pretty uncomfortable. It challenged us to rethink who we are as Christians. And if you really listen to this morning's scripture, you just might be uncomfortable. That's what I mean by the statement, this. Did you hear the gospel read by Deacon Blevins just now? And in this section of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is telling his followers just what it means to be real disciples. Repeated again and again is this formula. You have heard it said, but I say to you, You have heard it said, but I say to you. And here we meet not a new list of laws, but the intention of the law. The intention of the law. In a couple of verses before this morning's reading, Jesus makes it clear that he doesn't come to abolish the law and the prophets, but he has come to fulfill them. And so here he gives not just the literal words of the law, but he gives the meaning, the intention of the law. His prescription for discipleship is drastic. You have heard it said, you shall not murder. But I say to you, if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, if you even look at a woman with lust, you've already committed adultery. Over and over again, you have heard it said, but I say to you. And when the Sermon on the Mount is over, Matthew tells us that the crowds were astonished at Jesus' teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as one of their scribes. You see, Jesus was not abolishing the law. He fulfills the law by saying they must be internalized. No longer do the teachings on murder and adultery apply strictly to the physical acts of murder and adultery. Instead, they become doorways into the examination of our mindsets as well as our external behaviors. Jesus is challenging us to a deeper understanding of what it means to serve God. He calls his followers to go beyond what is required by the rabbinic tradition and the law in order to become what St. Paul describes in his letter as spiritual people. Here's a rather mundane example of what I'm talking about. I can study, and I might even be able to memorize, the motor vehicle laws of the state of Tennessee. And even if I was meticulous in my obedience to those laws, it still wouldn't make me a good driver. The law cannot mandate that we care about the others on the road with us. It cannot mandate courtesy. It cannot make us sometimes try to think what the other driver is thinking. The law can't make us care for one another. So in a similar way, Jesus is saying that to keep the law involves more than an adherence to the rules. It is a call for a new mindset, or if you will, a new heart set. Jesus is calling us, just as surely as he called those early disciples, to a new understanding of the law. The poor in spirit, those who mourn, the pure in heart. All of these are blessed not because they are fulfilling the law, but because of their inward orientations of the heart. So, how are you doing this morning? How is your heart set today? Now, this is where the scripture makes me uncomfortable. Maybe it will you as well. You see, Jesus is saying that discipleship is more than following the rules. Jesus exposes the easy truces that you and I make in life. For example, we can pat ourselves on the back for not committing murder, while we ruin perhaps the reputation of a coworker or a neighbor through our words. It's even called stabbing someone in the back. The notion that we must reconcile with anyone who has something against us before we can give our gifts to God should stop us in our tracks. That's what passing the peace is really all about, you know. It's not just a time to catch up on what's happening in someone's life. It's about being reconciled before coming to the altar. There is no easy, private relationship to God in church. Or we can pat ourselves on the back for not committing adultery. And yet let work or friends or these days even the internet be more important than my spouse. So, Jesus is calling us to a higher way of life. It's a life of faith that focuses not on the letter of the law, but on the spirit of the law. Instead of merely not doing wrong with a changed heart, we will be motivated to do what is right. Here we are in the middle of the season of Epiphany. And the theme of the season is captured on that banner. Jesus is the light of the world. By his light, we are able to see clearly God's goodness and love towards us. During Epiphany, we claim once again that we have a living God. We proclaim that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The God born in a manger enters into the messiness of our life, seeking to heal and save. This Jesus gave the disciples a new way of life, not rejecting the tradition but building on it. This is the new life that you and I are offered. And my friends, let me tell you, that is good news. Amen.
Saying the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made a man. For our sake, he was crucified in the Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is
through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Our gracious God calls us to be ministers of reconciliation in the world, refusing honor to God. In acknowledgement of our Lord's commandment, let us place our prayers before God, saying, Lord, hear our prayer. For the courage to live out God's commandments, graciously and without reservation, let us pray to the Lord. For those chosen to govern peoples and nations, that God grant them the wisdom to promote the welfare of their people and the courage to work toward true peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer from any form of oppression, that their tormentors learn to fear God's will and follow God's love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are sick and in need of our prayer, especially those on our prayer list. Let us pray for Margaret,
Jean, Steve, Nicole, JR, Blair, John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Jeff, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jane, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Corinne, Regina, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Margaret, Laura, Taylor, Shay, Ed, Doug, Cecilia, Ed, Alberta, Tom, Jim, Chad, Angela, Judy, Sally, Tony, Gordon, Steve, Marianne, Jane, Mary, David, Ron and family, Charles, Andrew, Rusty.
That through our loving concern they may be comforted in their distress, let us pray to the Lord. For our own needs, and that we may rejoice in Christ's command to celebrate his redeeming death and resurrection, and so live out the mystery of the cross in our daily lives, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Are there other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces, especially those deployed in harm's way. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Jonathan Nemec, Haven McGrath, and Kelly Hartman. We also give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Larry and Sally Wagner. For those who have yearned to see God face to face, that they may receive eternal rest, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving God, in your unsearchable wisdom, you command us to do what is right and good, so that through faith-filled action, we may come to recognize your loving concern for us. May we always be single-minded in carrying out your commands, especially to be reconciled with one another and to approach your holy table in peace and unity. We make this prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, to have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
A few announcements to which I would call your attention. As I mentioned earlier, we just completed our annual diocesan convention at which you were represented by Dee and Sally, or Jean, and Gaines, who apparently couldn't get here this morning. And I think for me, it was a pretty uneventful convention. We'll reconvene in July for a very eventful convention when we elect the new bishop of the diocese. But for me, as I said earlier, the highlight was the ordination of this gentleman to the Sacred Order of Deacons. You got anything you want to say?
It was the highlight for me, too. For those of you, I think I've met most of you who haven't got a chance to meet, my name is Isaac Lemons, and I come from a very, very, very small church, St. John Baptist, which is the foot of Monte Mountain, as far west as you can go and still be in the diocese. So my heart really is in small congregations. And working with groups of people who really love and care about each other, especially in places where everybody seems to know everybody else. And so coming to St. Thaddeus has really felt like coming back home. So I thank you for welcoming me with open arms, and I look forward to continuing to grow that relationship. So thank you for having me.
Thank you. Would remind you that we still need a few folks to sign up for flowers for the Flower Guild, and even more folks to sign up to give the sanctuary lamp. Both of those sign-up sheets are on the door of the Flower Guild, and we ask you to stop by there and sign up. Are there any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Sing praise to God, sing praise to God, sing praise to God who reigns above, sing praise to God who reigns above, sing praise to God who reigns above, sing praise to God who reigns above. Praise to God who reigns above, the God of all creation, the God of power, the God of love, the God of our salvation. With healing balm my soul he fills, and every faithless murmur stills. Cheers.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with blessed Thaddeus and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. My friends, remember, life is short, and we have too little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel the way with us. So be swift to love, and make haste to be kind. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and always. Amen. Amen.